This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I spoke about living with purpose. And I want to take it a little bit further because it seems such a shame that so many people have no idea what life has for them or if they have a purpose in life. And the idea of drifting through life doesn't really appeal to me, but it reminded me of the Peanuts cartoon where Lucy had a famous psychiatrist booth set up. You see that in the cartoon. She's available to listen to anyone's story for 5 cents. She gives advice, and along comes Charlie Brown, who says, "Lucy, I need your help. I don't feel a sense of commitment to anything," he said. "I can't seem to find any direction or any purpose in my life." So Lucy looks at her patient and says, "Charlie Brown, don't worry. Life's just like being on a big ship out in the middle of the ocean. Some people put their deck chairs on the front, facing forward. Others put their deck chairs on the side, facing the side of the ship, and others, they put their deck chairs facing towards the back of the ship." So she said, "The real question, Charlie Brown, is which way do you face?" And with a bewildered look in his face, Charlie Brown says, "I can't even get my deck chair unfolded." Well, I think that's a pretty good example, isn't it, of a lack of purpose, not being able to unfold the deck chair, if you like, let alone to decide where to sit. And isn't that the way that many people feel today? It's like they feel let down, disappointed with life. It's like they've lost. They've got no street directory to show them the way out. And it's one of the problems of our age that people feel powerless, as I said yesterday, over the direction that their life is going. I've heard some people say, "I don't know why I was born. Who cares about me?" It was George Bernard Shaw who once wrote the words, "The true joy in living is being used for a mighty purpose. Being a force of nature instead of being a feverish, selfish little clot of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making us happy." That's what he said. So true joy is found in knowing what our purpose is and to live an effective and powerful way here on earth, and not just thinking that life is some sort of accident. So some people only just survive. You know, they go through the motions in life. They have no goals, no vision, no dreams, as it were. It's just about and enough getting through each day, scraping through. But I have a feeling that most of us want to live significant lives. And significance is knowing why we are on this planet. And what it says is, my life matters because I am made in God's image, that God has a plan for me. So we discover our purpose and we take steps to live out that purpose. And we know that our life does have meaning. We're not just simply living for no reason. And unless we have a clear purpose in life, we can't make decisions that are really based on the right premise. And we could be pulled in many directions like a ship without a rudder. But if we've got a firm purpose, we can get rid of the trivia in our life. So a purpose helps to know what's important and what's not. In the New Testament, we read Paul, an outstanding man. He had he made a big difference in the world. Almost single-handedly, this man spread Christianity throughout the Roman world. He was frail, he had his faults. How did he do it? Well, as it's recorded in the New Testament in Philippians chapter 3, he said, "I'm focusing all my energies on one thing. Forgetting what lies behind, I pressed on toward what lies ahead." He said, "I run straight ahead towards the goal in order to win the prize." And this is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. That's Philippians chapter 3. So when Jesus Christ becomes our Saviour, we suddenly see things we never saw before, that God, in fact, does have a purpose. He has a plan, and we're on a mission for God. And I can assure you that there's nothing better in life than this. We are at our best as people when we find that mission or when that mission finds us. So I really hope that you've found your mission in life. Know what you were born for. The important thing, I think, in this life is to know what God's purpose is for you and then go for it. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today that your disciples in the early days came to you and your healing power touched their lives. And so we pray for a touch of your power, Lord, on our lives so that we can make a difference in the world. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.